That's when it starts recording.
Uh-huh. And when I have break. Okay. This was fall camp. And it was
You want a second so mm-hmm. you can clear spot.
This is the how the
fairy godmother.
Fairy godmother make a man kill a eagle.
Uh-huh. Good.
Mm-hmm. And then it was a camp, a fall camp. It was a fall camp. There was one couple. And then the woman was picking berries all fall. And then finally she was picking. Just happened to look up on the air. There was a eagle flying up there on the air. And she looked at it and she just thought that I hope I go under his tail. That was eagle, bad eagle thought to her. Mikra thought of him. That's all. She was speaking. Next, the eagle was coming, walking. He turned a man and walking to her. And he had a skin blanket on the back, wrap around with a blanket on the back. And then
hello.
She's sleeping. I'm chilling. And then he said you want to come with me now? Eagle said, get on the back of my tail. And she had a basket and wooden spoon and necklace, bracelet, and she had to do it. She go under her tail. He was taking off. Then all what she thought of, she's gonna make a sign of herself that she's taking off. So she dropped a basket on the ground. Next she dropped a wooden spoon. Next she dropped bracelet. And she was flying. He was flying way up. Up on, I don't know where, Canadian country it is. Then finally he got to his town. This is another pretty woman that he stole again from down here, down south. And then this man was then back again. This man looking for his started search for his wife that was picking berries. He looked around for 2 days. Finally you find where she take off. She found one, I mean she dropped one basket and one wooden spoon, and a bracelet. He found out that was Eagle took her, steal her. He knew that it happened before. Eagle does that. So he went home, started trap. He trapped all kinds of animals. He was trapping marten, he was trapping mink, he was trapping wolverine, wolf, fox. Then next he thought of to make a dry meat. So she make a dry meat. So he making a dry meat too. Finally, around sometime in November, he finished everything. So he took the widow, his wife took off. He got his sled full and he left. He was hauling, he was pulling his sled. Then he come to a fairy godmother, where fairy godmother live was big. The way the story is, it was in the old igloo house, and it's cave, they call cave inside, and it was big birch tree was growing on top of igloo house. And it looked like rough on a parky, they say. He got to by the door, and tunnel goes out, and grandma, and a little weasel come out. And he said, Grandma said, what you want, say. And then he told the weasel that what happened to him. The eagle stole his wife last fall. So he come in with load of fur and dry meat. So weasel went in and told grandma that a man came with load of fur and dry meat for her because eagle stole his wife last fall. Okay, grandma said, go out and tell him that you can bring fur in little by little. The weasel had to do it. So weasel went out, put one load in, went out, put one load in, went out, put one load in, all different kind of fur. Different kind of skin. Grandma said, "Stuban tohbit nal kloh yoza ni 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 ni." That's what this weasel said. Grandma said he got little fur, not much, not enough. So always loaned out again. He gets some more load. He gets some more load. Bring in some more load. Weasel come out and said, Grandma said, it's all enough. Nee, 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 nee. Then Weasel come out again. He gets some more fur. Pack in some more fur. Next, Grandma said, I want dry meat. Next, I want dry meat. Okay, Weasel went out and said, Grandma want dry meat. Next. Nee, 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 nee. You see. So. Next he come out again. He said, Grandma, everything is enough now. Nee, 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 nee. He said, I'm going to explain native to Grandma. Kadash tiban toh dit nal to nee, 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 nee. Grandma said. And so, next, Grandma said, let him come in. So he come in. And Grandma's fur godmother. Then he said, Grandma said, I'm going to make moccasin now. So she started sewing, making moccasin for his traveling. Next, make enough pair of moccasin. He said he's gonna go now. So he load up again. He put his all stuff. Load up all his stuff. He put oh, he said, Grandma said, I'm gonna give you my pants too, and I'm gonna give you one wolverine skin that's gonna protect you. That's gonna be really protection. You're gonna take wolverine skin, and then I'm gonna give my stick. That's a powerful stick. So he was loaded up and he left. And this grandma told him that when he was traveling, the sled will stop, and then the spruce hens will just land on the trees. That's when you push the stay overnight. When you make a camp, put that power stick right in the front of the sled in the bow, right through. Stick it into a snow, and you have the spruce chicken for the supper. And when you wake up, watch that stick which way it fell. So that's the way you're going to start again. So you watch that stick, and it just fell just ahead. So that's the way he's gonna walk, pull his sled. Then he go again. He was pulling his sled. He wore out pretty much moccasins. Grandma was sewing, make those moccasins. Finally, he was, I don't know how long it take him to get up there to that town where that eagle stole all the women's from down south. He's saying the big village up there, he come to it. First thing he come to was two guards down on the road. Two ladies as the guards. And this one, he come into that first guard and he told that guard, "Where's the eagle?" He said, it's over there with his Alu. Woman, your wife is over there too. And your all the women she stayed all these years from down south. Okay. Well, the next guard is gonna tell you some more about him. So he went out. And he went to that other guard. That other guard said, "We're gonna put that wolverine skin in the basket, bucket, soaked, so it'll be ready for midnight." That man said that we're gonna have a big fun, we're gonna have a dance, we're gonna have everything, wrestling, everything. That's what he do all the time, every visitors come. Every men's come out to try to get their wives, he killed them all the time. But this time, this person kill him with fairy godmother's power. So he found out that found out that guy came, so he said, "Well, we won't start the fun tonight. We won't have a big fun tonight. We won't have dance. We won't have potlatch, and we won't have wrestling. We won't fight too." So they all got in the hall. Get on the back. And then they start have fun. They really have fun. That's the way he start when the husband come. That's the way he killed him. And finally, he was wrestling. And he always, this guy always beat him, throw him down, knock him down. He was getting mad. After all the fun, towards midnight, he said, "Well, we're really gonna fight. You women bring me that eagle parky. And you guys gonna leave, go out. We're gonna have a really big fight with this guy." Oh, first thing he come in this hall, he seen his wife was on top of that some kind of shelf up there under the reach pole. Was his wife there and look at him and crying. You know, she know her husband came for her. And then this guy said, "I'm going to get my wolverine skin too." So he went out and he ran down and he got his wolverine skin from this one guard. And he put it over himself, cover himself with it. And next he was a wolf. And next he was wolverine. I try to see what I hear. Then everybody went off the hall. And then the eagle was on top on that shelf way up there. I don't know what you call it. Under the reach pole. Some kind of lip upstairs. And then next the Wolverine was in the above it. Doorway under the ceiling or shelf. They bought already. This eagle makes some kind of noise. Some kind of noise. I don't know how to see it in English, but anyway. Squeak like, and this Wolverine was making noise that it's just like tearing birch bark. That's how powerful he is himself. Finally, that eagle charged that Wolverine, and he grabbed one of his. An important thing, and you pull it out. And he went back, he made it back to his up there on the shelf. Next, he wanted to try it again, he charged him again. And he got the other important thing to. He grabbed the other important thing. Again, he pulled both his things out. This Wolverine did. Finally, he just dropped on the floor. Wolverine killed him.
Yeah.
He was eagle. He was strong too, but Wolverine was really stronger than him. So. He started pluck him, and he thought he's gonna eat him all night. So that's the way the Wolverine story is nowadays. Steal and really eat.
You loan me a pack of cigarettes again?
Really eat the Wolverine.
I forget.
Eagle is a really bad.
Too late when I go over there.
Bad thing too. Then he eat all night. He eat all night finally. In the morning time, it was quiet in there. And this woman said, "What happened? Let's look in there." They go in there. There was nothing but feathers. The whole hall. They find out that Wolverine killed him. Killed an important guy, eagle. So they said, those all the people that missed that eagle, so they said, let's kill him, or else it's gonna take over for eagle, because eagle killed two moose at a time. Carry two moose at a time. These people said. Then he went out and he said, "Well, okay, give me eagle I don't know how to say it. How do you call this what do you how pull? I mean, carry a." Two moose with string, I guess.
Strap.
Or strap, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, give me that eagle stripe. I'm gonna try." And he left. Pretty soon, he bring in three moose. He carry in three moose with eagle stripes. And he said, all these people said, "Now, okay, he's gonna take over. He's gonna stay with us in place from an eagle take place. So he got everything all settled, and he got his wife back. Everything just over, and then he carry. He once in a while he get kill moose by them while he's there. Finally he's decided to go home. He had to go home because those stuff he got at grandma fair godmother's stuff. He had to bring it back, so he said, well, we're gonna go. We gotta go home because we have those stuff to give back to grandma. These people just want them to stay, but they had to go home, so they tell him, okay. So they left. It was almost in the spring. Real long day. So tired. Anyway, same thing, the way he come up, they made it back to grandma, fairy godmother. And he gave the stuff in her place again. They gave her her pants, powerful stick, and wolverine skin. And from there, they thank her, and I think they went home to their camp. And this is the end of Eagle at that time. What they say, end of Eagle, because he steal women all the time from down south. And finally he got beaten, he got killed by this guy with wolverine skin. It's a grandma, fairy god mother power. That's right. I guess that's it.